Hit that fucking bag button.
We're back.
Well, apparently, we got the people saying gumbo.
I got the people saying gumbo.
But we also got the people saying, damn, it's one episode 157.
I got the people saying, gumbo, damn, it's 157.
Yeah, no one says that. Sauce box, bro.
No one says that.
Just saying, it's 157.
We got our boy back in the studio.
God girl, damn it.
Wanna be the papa, you can be the mom. It's
just too we've used up.
Now all of our jokes
17 in times.
We've been
4 seconds of the podcast.
There was probably 20 minutes leading to the podcast, and we've done everything once.
Well, I could bust out some Pitbull Worldwide if you want. Fireball.
Don't. Nope.
We got our boy Bobby Blunts back in the studio.
He asked us if we were high. Keep that in mind. And he's going to act up like this.
Well, his eyes are redder than the devil's dick over here.
Well, you're smoking on a gasset hound because you are acting straight up doggish.
God darn.
Hey, am I a blunt?
Homie is so high right now.
Because you're wrapped up and I'm ready to smoke you out, baby.
Oh, baby. God damn.
Been hanging out with Conway the Machine too much.
Boop, 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 boop. I just re-listened to Lex Loves Luger and Armani Caesar. Oh, boy. I know. Just her voice.
I want it not in you. That's that one, right?
Yeah.
I'll spit in your mouth.
I heard she's got like, that throat bone.
She do got the throat bones.
I don't think she has. I think she has extra bones.
I think she's got like the Harry Potter bones from movie 2.
Like them wiggle jaws that after Lockhart gives you this
like
the
she got,
swizzle stick.
Like she's got no spine, like in like the lower spine, so you could just bend her body like that.
Bro,
like
I have been saying. Well, first of all, be respectful.
Right.
I've been blowing someone's back.
Saying for a decade.
Mm-hmm.
Show us the x-rays because Armani Caesar's form isn't human.
Yeah.
She's built like a fucking. What is she built like? She's built like a goddamn.
She's built like Squidward when he ate too many Krabby Patties.
Oh, what a great reference. Built like Squidward on the Krabby Patty.
So she got that lunch lady body.
Dude, her hip. She has like an extra bone between the hip and the leg.
She got that Pixar mom body.
She's asking you if you want double lunch on a Friday, baby.
But it's not even, bro. Have you seen her shape? Let's just take a minute and break down.
Oh, look up our money.
We normally break down.
Should we pull up a picture?
I can't. You can pull it up. I don't have a keyboard in front of me.
Ah.
I'd have to stand over there.
Well,
now,
we don't want that.
Something about that is I don't want to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So we're not going to do that.
Okay.
Well,
that's
it
good.
On purpose.
It's up there now, and that's just the way we do things. And
hey, it doesn't want to.
You would know.
It doesn't want to.
Hey.
If you were here.
You never let your enemies know your next move.
Okay. But for real, show us the x-rays. Can we still talk about that?
Yeah. I think that should be like a hashtag. Every time we see like a bitch who is respectfully.
Please.
A bitch.
We said this last episode.
Respectfully a bitch who instead of stands like straight, they're posed. If you look from the side, right? They're posed like this.
What?
I'm gonna show you.
Okay.
But I'm gonna explain the pose before I do it.
Uh-huh.
Fair enough.
When girls are posting pictures and they look real slim as fuck and like, you know, their fucking thighs look like they just meet at that vector, it's because of the pose that they're doing. And it's this. It's the bitches. Hold on.
Now, so hunched over when he's doing it.
Make sure you get in frame.
Yeah. Right. You're not doing it for us. Like, you're doing it for the camera.
So bitches be like this.
We can hear you.
Camera, and then they go like this.
Oh, yeah. They lean forward.
You gotta get more back.
They lean forward.
Yeah, well, arch your back,
fucking
whore.
And they make, well, you know, I'm not gonna do that, right?
All right.
Because I got a lot of weight back here, right? Because I got my wallet in my back pocket. I can't bend that far forward, right?
Sure.
Might break something.
Sure.
But girls think they can fool me, right? Because I've been in the game for a long time.
Can I stop you right there?
What, yeah.
They can fool you.
No, they can't.
Have you seen your Instagram feed, your Snapchat feed, your Reddit feed? Shall I continue?
What other feeds?
I mean, I would be I would be nary an investigator to not mention your Facebook.
Get his Tumblr out here. Listen, somewhere.
Me and my FBI investigator.
It's all hoes, dude.
Hey. We got the same jerk-off schedule. You know what I mean?
I'm sure you guys do.
Me and my
we
FBI.
Don't have an option.
Me, I'm just saying.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's what you just said. Okay. But still. Armani Caesar, show us the x-rays.
But that's what I'm saying.
We don't believe you.
We should post.
You need that more people.
Hashtag on girls who be thoughting it up on Instagram. No knock on being a thought, right? It's good. You know, do what you got to do.
We need thoughts.
You don't want to shame.
But let's just hashtag it. Show me them x-rays.
Show me the x-rays or
show
them.
Me them x-rays.
Them x-rays is bad grammar though. Can we
that's
do a
the whole point?
Can we do a good grammar?
No.
Takes away
show me the x-rays.
No.
Show me them x-rays.
Yes, sure. that flows better.
No, it doesn't.
Show me the x-rays. No, I sound like a robot. Show me them x-rays. You're trying to be smooth
show
with
me
it.
The x-rays.
You're trying to be smooth with it, right? Because they might.
They're not going to show the... First of all, if a bitch sent you x-rays...
Respectfully.
If a lady bitch...
Right.
Woman of the night, if you will.
If a woman of the night sent you x-rays...
Allegedly, the witch queen.
Allegedly.
How hot or not hot would that be?
If she sent me x-rays at 2 a.m.?
She just got off her shift at Arby's, you know?
She said, I just broke a hit. What you doing? And she sent me an x-ray.
She's doing a collab with Pusha T, Arby's, late night.
First off, I'm going to rub my eyes because I sleep with my contacts in, right? Because I always got to be prepared. I look at my phone. This bitch hit broken. I said, good Lord.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going down bad for that.
Okay.
2 a.m.
Sure.
I'm going to make a cup of coffee.
You got to wake up to view the x-ray?
I got to
wake
up.
He does the whole thing. I get the little fucking...
I slide my feet into my slippers right next to my bed.
And you get the little lantern, the oil, you turn it up. Slide your feet in the hallway.
If a bitch on Tinder though, mm-hmm. if you're that talking to a girl,
yeah.
respectfully, a bitch on Tinder,
right,
and she sent you x-rays,
mm-hmm.
how would you react? Would you react,
dude? I'd send her the big eyed emoji, just like
send her an x-ray of your member,
right.
What would that even look like?
My all gold member.
All you gotta do is send this emoji back. And then
the two fingers pointing like this, like
guaranteed x-rays, bro.
Damn.
Guaranteed x-rays.
She's like sending you a fucking picture of her neck from her car accident a couple years ago.
This sounds like a conversation between a bunch of boy robots. You know what I'm saying? Like,
show me them x-rays.
What type of oil do you use? 5W30. Oh,
regular. I would definitely... be about them x-rays.
Pull up, speaking of Tinder, pull up that Tinder conversation.
I got a funny Tinder convo.
You wanted to bring this up, so I figure, you know, we had out the wazoo. We're an equal opportunity employer.
This shit just made me laugh, right? So,
is it between you?
No, it's I'm not on Tinder.
Oh, imagine if he was.
Yeah, what if I pulled up my Tinder? I'd be in the doghouse.
Am I Snoopy? Dating Charlie Brown.
No, he's Snoopy. You'd be fucking Woodstock just sleeping
on
the top.
So this is in the perspective of a woman messaging guys.
A bitch.
Respectfully.
A bitch.
This is the worst, dude.
Right? And,
oh, I can't do it. Lady. A lady.
This is a perspective of a female on Tinder with what she goes through daily, I'm assuming, on Tinder with guys. The first message is, and these are just cropped, right? Like, she's normally just cropping the responses or just, like, the straight-up nonchalant instant message in the box, and then she just cuts to another conversation.
Okay.
This one goes, Sam, what's your snap? I'm trying to send you a video of me stroking my cock. Nice. And that's it.
Nice.
Right? I'm sorry. Just back up a second. That's a guy to her?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, allegedly.
I'm just making sure that I know the story. Go ahead.
The next convo, right? Because, like, that's all you really need to know about the first convo.
Wow,
right?
Yeah. That's definitely something that I would not send.
This guy, Kona. Okay, change it. Well, I messaged you, so you already know what that means. Purple devil emoji going like this. And then he sends a message right after saying, what kind of EDM do you listen to? Question mark. Okay. That's a fair question.
No,
right?
Holy shit. Not a second follow-up to... Well, first okay, of all, let's go back to the first question.
Yeah.
I messaged you,
right.
So you know what that means.
Right, right.
Fuck out of here.
Right.
That guy needs to be... pulverized.
Right, but if a girl said that...
Incarcerated.
But listen, if a girl said that to you, and you were single, right?
Double standard.
No.
A bitch.
Relax.
A bitch said that. Bitch.
It's getting more and more fringe.
So anyway, right, he says that off the bat, insinuating that he's going to get down, because you already know what that means,
and
right?
He's insinuating that you're going to let him.
Right. And then he comes off with the... very terrible. Hey, do you like EDM music?
Right. Whoa.
And then he says, there's a third message, and it goes, gotta let me beat that up while we go rolling. gotta let me beat that up while we rolling, though, with the tongue sticking out of emoji. I mean, props to the guy for making me laugh.
What a fucking ball. You gotta let me beat that up.
That guy learned English on Twitter.
Straight up, he's learning from Chris Brown over here.
Yeah, the school of Twitter, man.
He put on headphones at 2.
New combo,
and just
right?
Put on Chris Brown
album.
New
combo.
Is this the same chick, though?
This is the same chick, just different convos from different guys.
Convos?
Convos, whatever. So this next guy said, slavery, ... pros and cons, debate, ... go.
Jesus.
First off, the bat, just like kind of.
Jesus Christ, man.
Not
Holy
even kind
of.
It's like, hey, man, this is a dating app.
It's somebody who wants to be edgy, who really, in real life,
yeah.
is
right.
is not.
So
edgy.
the girl's follow up is pros free labor, right? Cons.
Wow, she answered.
She answered. She said pros. Free labor. Then she says cons, exploits humans, erases human autonomy, fosters greed, bad for economy, and fosters animosity among people. And then under that is illegal. She says dehumanizes, cannot be done ethically. And then the guy says, what about war booty? Right?
Okay.
War booty.
All right, I'm in for it.
She says, are you seriously defending slavery right now? He says, well, I'm just saying when Caesar invaded Gaul, he enslaved most of the people rather than killing them. But
wow, he has Wikipedia up in the other tab.
Yeah, he does.
Caesar's dead, though, right?
Yeah.
He died.
Hey. First of all, imagine being like, if she doesn't want to debate slavery, she's not for me.
But then he said war booty. He's going straight Dothraki on this bitch.
I don't know what that even means. That's talking
means
about
like,
booty like material goods
like,
or
no,
like booty?
No, he's talking about having a slave just to fuck.
Wow. Hey, guess what, lady? You're that.
Right.
If you date that guy.
Right.
Right? He's going to ask you to be that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, remember on Tinder when we had that argument about slavery and you said pros labor?
Right.
Bend over.
Right. So that was the end of that conversation, right? Because I'm assuming after all these little intersections of conversations, there was an unmatch.
I hope.
The next one, she asks the guy, what did you major in at ASU? The guy, first off, let's just state by saying that his name's Brody, okay? And I'm surprised from his response. It goes, I would very much like to fuck you hard. And that was it.
Well, at least
that guy.
Prize. I will give him an A+ for just straight to the point.
Two things.
Yeah.
His name's not Brody.
Okay.
Because
right.
He's from Pakistan.
Okay.
Who else would respond to that question
yeah.
with, we should fuck?
Yeah.
I like boobs. I like to boobs and fuck you.
That prince of Nigeria that keeps trying to get money out of
that
me.
That guy
email.
Is, you're right.
Yeah.
He's either from Central Africa
mm-hmm.
or the Middle East.
Or right. he's, yeah.
He didn't go to ASU unless it was Africa State University. I'm just saying, like, that guy's not, he's
you
not
could
who
have said
he,
Asia. Because that actually includes...
No, because Asian guys don't respond to those kind of questions like that. Like,
Asia,
you know, like, traditionally...
You know, India is in Asia, right?
Okay, sure.
Slam!
Sure.
God darn.
No, I said Pakistan.
Right.
And that's also in Asia.
It is.
So, is it? I don't know if Pakistan's in Asia.
It can't be in Europe. It's not European. They're Middle Eastern.
It's got to be Asian. Wow, Asia's a lot. Huh?
Hey. No.
Hey, we're Americans. Hey, don't ask us.
Well, I'm just saying you should let me beat that while we're rolling.
Right.
Wow, so burped into the mic and breathed out to the side.
I did not mean to do that.
You did it reverse.
So, new conversation, right? The guy goes, I've got you bent over in doggy, your legs apart.
Let's talk about Denzel.
Wait. Hey.
Let's move on.
Hold on. Let me finish.
I don't know. I think that's his next thing he's
going to
say.
I've got you bent over in doggy, your legs apart, my thick cock teased around your tight pussy. What would you like daddy to whisper? Daddy's capitalized. Daddy to whisper in your ear before he starts to fuck you. Purple devil emoji with the eggplant and then the cowboy guy emoji. Wow.
So he answered for her.
So he's basically saying, what would you like me to say before I fuck you crazily, right? And she goes, I'm going to give you $5 million. Good response.
God, I don't know why people would entertain that guy.
She has an agenda, bro.
I mean, is she trying to get funny responses?
I don't know.
This bitch is trying to get funny responses. Respectfully. And
into your mic. Can barely hear you.
Respectfully. Hear me now.
I got you. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt.
She's just trying to, play the field.
I don't think she's really trying to bust down. She's not busting down.
I like what that one guy said to her earlier. He said, I'm trying to, do you want to let me roll you up? What did he say to her or something?
He said,
let me beat it up while we're rolling.
Gotta let me beat that up while we go roll. I keep fucking this up. Gotta let me beat that up while we rolling, though.
That was the best one.
Yeah. With the fucking going emoji. The fucking tongue sticking out shit.
So
the last one, it looks like they're having conversations before what the screenshot is, but this guy goes, I live alone, so I walk around naked. LOL. Just saying. It doesn't do it. And you know what? Actually, maybe he does.
No, he does.
He does. But he's also a piece of shit, and
he does it because he thinks it makes him attractive,
right? And then he goes, I don't know when he sent that first message, but obviously she didn't respond. And then he sends again, are you down for meeting me sometime? And then the girl goes, honestly, not really. You're kind of creepy to me, very forward. The guy goes, how so?
How so? Let me beat it up.
Right, let me beat it up while we rolling up.
Yeah. Purple emoji, purple emoji.
He goes, I think you're a retarded little whore. who is an absolute moron and a childish slut. Go suck a tranny. Go rave and dance and be a millennial mental retard. Do you think you're a cartoon character? Do you think you're Lisa Simpson? Take care, Sammy girl, smiley
dude,
face.
Taught this dude out of curse.
Was Twitter. That too forward to say about you?
Wow.
I mean, straight up took her to Denny's.
He slammed her.
Now, holy shit.
That was a grand slam.
My God.
Who taught this man how to fucking curse?
I don't fucking
curse,
know,
dude.
Bro.
That's a mad shit-talking skills. That guy is also Pakistani.
Yeah. Well, no. There's no way.
You don't think?
Pakistani
retarded
people.
Retarded little slut.
Don't say retarded.
You're a moron, dude. He called her a moron.
Yeah, he
on
said,
top of calling her retarded.
Yeah.
Girl,
yeah.
That pussy's moronic. That pussy got a low IQ.
What were we saying, before? We were saying, asses are fucking stupid, but we were going to the next level saying, yo, that ass is fucking retarded.
Yeah,
so,
well,
normal conversation.
That ass took special ed.
But, you know, I think that's what girls go through
that ass
who are even just slightly attractive, right?
Wow,
who
we're
are just,
saying so many bad
who,
things.
Who are moderately attractive. That's, I'm assuming, what they go through.
It's a cool experience, honestly. I mean, to be on the receiving end for once.
Yeah.
Pause. Might be fun.
You like a being receiver.
No, I'm just saying, as a guy, and you guys went through this,
sniffling.
I never was on Tinder. You know that you have to come
yes,
up with
were.
Something edgy. No,
once.
For barely. I was on there with my girlfriend.
Yeah, with me and Chris.
In a group, right? So it was never genuine. I never had to make a genuine attempt at somebody's box, right?
Right.
I just stayed back and I shot from the sidelines.
Girl, you better give me that box.
I sat on the sidelines and watched my homies take shots.
So is this Amazon Prime? Because I'm trying to deliver this box to my cock.
Pause. I'm just saying, if I was the guy constantly having to give motherfuckers good pickup lines, it's exhausting, I bet, constantly have to be on it.
I know, I want that last dude to give me my pickup lines forever. Tell that girl she's a moronic retard.
And you know, after...
She's definitely getting drinks, dude.
After 800 failures, you get to the point of... Hey, I'm messaging you so you know what it is.
Right.
Let me beat that box silly while we do ecstasy.
Right.
Because that's where... You've exhausted all other options.
Let me break your back while I hit your jewel.
Hey, let me... Hey, are you a... Hey, am I Charmander? Because I'll make your vulva sore and that pussy Squirtle. Now, did I just do something there?
You might have.
You might have. And you definitely got that Pokemon swag.
Right. TM, right?
Right, but it would have been far if you had like a Yu-Gi-Oh reference.
Now, that was a good reference, and you guys missed it. I said TM because Pokemon,
right,
and also trademark,
right?
Because I trademarked my.
No, I got that.
Now let's move on before I bring the vibe down by talking about it too much.
Get ready to ride that train.
You were,
No. Okay. Let's get into it.
He said, "No, literally, let's unpause."
Okay.
Push play.
I like that. So, girl, are you a Harry Potter marathon? Because I'm. Okay, I'm done. Give me a second. I gotta think of one.
Ew, Bobby Blunt is back in the studio.
Let's move on. Did you guys listen to the Denzel featuring Key Glock?
I didn't know it came out.
Let's move on. Post Malone drops an album today.
Oh, shit.
Today.
Yeah.
So, June 3rd, 2022.
Shit.
Post Malone drops 12 Karat Toothache.
Trash.
Absolutely no. You're buns for thinking that.
Yeah.
This album is actually very, very good.
You know how I know Post Malone is good? Not just like within our generation. It's because he dropped a fucking song with goddamn Ozzy Osbourne.
That song was fire.
And then all of our parents were like, play that fucking Ozzy song.
They didn't even know.
No, they're like, I just want to jam out with my clan out.
Who's that rapper that plays with Ozzy? Bro, put that song on. And then after it was done, they were like, your dad does the thing. He goes, play it again.
He's always sitting like this, too.
Yeah.
Play it again.
Yeah. After he's done eating a fucking goddamn filet on the beach or some bullshit, he goes, play
a
that again.
He's done murdering a sloppy steak on the
So did you guys listen to this album?
I did. And I gotta say, first impressions are very good.
Yeah.
He's back!
First impressions.
He's back.
Geektron is back in the studio.
Mega Geek.
Jesus Christ, man.
Jimmy Geektron is back in the studio.
Watch your mouth.
Look. I'm not saying Post Malone is the greatest artist in the world, I am saying the album is pretty goik. It's good.
Yeah,
I like it. The singles that came out before the album were the worst songs on the album, and the other songs are very, very, very high quality.
I think he's still thinking about the whole breaking your bag while rolling a blunt.
I just like when I fucked that up. Jake said, all right, moving on. And then like 10 seconds later, he's like, anybody hear the new Post Malone? No. Moving on. I'm just fucking bored, man.
Holy shit. We hit the giggle box before we
liquidators?
Went in. Oh my, he can't even finish the metaphors. Bobby Blunt is tapped out.
What is happening?
5, 4
Don't do that. You're going to literally break ears.
2
Holy shit. We've been podcasting for...
He's got to go.
156 episodes. Are we taking a break?
His Uber Eats is here.
Holy shit.
His Let's Uber Eats.
All right, do you feel better?
I hope so. We'll see.
Wow.
We'll
see. Did you piss out the giggles?
I pissed him out.
Let's talk a little bit more about Post Malone, right?
Yeah.
Professional
yeah.
podcast style.
Well, just don't let me say anything. Joking wise, because I don't know if I can hold on anymore.
12-carat Tuesday.
So I'm going to keep it completely professional.
Just dropped today.
All professional.
June 3rd. Today's June 3rd?
Today is June 3rd.
Wow. It's already halfway through the year.
Okay. Moving on.
Technically, it's not.
Okay, whatever. It's, you know, the 15th.
It's 5/12 of the way there.
Yeah, whatever. Anyway.
12-carat toothache. Let's talk about I want to quickly go down.
I did see the I Like You with Doja Cat. That was all over my Reddit feed. Mm.
So he's got like, he's got a triple A list
features.
Yeah. We got Kid Laroi.
Laroi.
The Weeknd. Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Which Roddy Ricch.
I recently learned Doja means weed. Do you know that?
No.
I didn't know that.
Doja?
Doja means weed.
In like a sexual reference.
In a language?
Not in a language, just as like a word. Maybe it is a language.
Was it a slang?
It's a slang for weed.
Okay, Doja. Weed cat.
Yes. There's also Roddy Ricch.
Yeah.
Who delivers probably the most ass performance of his life.
On par.
You think so?
A lot of people think that Roddy Ricch's first on Cooped Up.
Damn, do you think he's like kind of like a one-hit wonder?
No, because his first album was banging. Yeah, the whole album was banging. But you can see the track list here.
I like Fleet Foxes. Fleet Foxes was on here. He's not a AAA, but...
Who's Fleet Foxes?
He's on the song Love Hate Letter.
Letter to Alcohol. I'm going to be honest. So, wow. It's actually interesting how low the play count is on a Post Malone album. 40, like this.
Yeah, they just dropped.
42,000.
But Kendrick dropped, and within a day, he was hitting millions.
Yeah, but that's Kendrick.
But this is Post Malone. Like, he's got songs with... Double the amount of plays that Kendrick has.
People were not itching for a Post Malone as much as they were waiting for a Kendrick.
All right, that's a very good point. Yeah. Kendrick was gone for 5 years.
Yeah, and then Post Malone is always active, regardless if it's music or not.
There was no urgency.
He's a liquor sponsor. You know, he's doing movies.
He's been
present the last 5 years.
Yeah. He's Bud Light, right?
Bud Light.
He says Bud Light in the album. Mm. Boldy James has a song on his album called Miller Lite. So, beef, sloppy steak,
beer.
That would be a good beef.
Boldy James versus Post Malone. It would make Boldy lift him up.
Boldy James would annihilate Post Malone.
In lyrics, yeah.
Yeah.
But in terms of pop hit, everyone would be like, who the fuck is Boldy James?
No.
Ozzy Osbourne would come out like,
wah, wah, I'm wah, just saying, wah. What, like, do you even consider Post Malone rap?
No.
Neither do I.
Has
he ever rapped? No.
Yeah, back in the day, like White Iverson. But he sings raps.
Right.
It's like R&B, but it's kind of genreless.
Just imagine Post Malone going against Boldy James.
I mean, in a lyric battle, he's going to lose.
Oh my God, he would murder him.
I will say, though, allegedly, Boldy James is really good at rapping about killing people, but outside of that, based on the album that he just dropped, all he raps about is drugs and killing people and like street life. He doesn't really ever rap about shit outside of that.
And that's what we were talking about in his last drop. Said we want to see him fucking not talk about
just the same thing.
Thug life, yeah.
I would love a better album from Boldy James. Not to get too far off track.
But I would say just maybe he's not going to rap about something he doesn't experience.
But he has friends and family. I hope
he does. But you know.
Whatever.
Maybe they're all about that, too.
Maybe we'll get it. We'll talk about it.
Maybe this Post Malone drop wasn't what we needed right now.
I'm gonna counter you. I think it is. It's what he needed.
Yeah.
I'm not saying, like, I'm not excited about it. I'm saying just, like, pop culture-wise wasn't probably what the spectrum was looking for. Because you're play count-wise, you're looking into millions, even on a day, and he's not even hitting that right now.
He publicly announced that he is more or less done with pop music. He doesn't care about making millions anymore. He's made so much fucking money.
I can see him doing rock and roll or country.
He used to do country.
I don't want to fucking be crazy here, but he might have as much money as Drake.
Really? You think so?
I don't know. What do you think?
Love him.
What do you think? I mean,
fucking love him.
He has two songs on Spotify with over 2 billion plays.
Like, congratulations.
No, it's Sunflower.
Oh, that's a good song.
And no.
Wow.
No.
Sunflower.
What was the one on beer bongs and Bentleys? Better now. Rockstar. Rockstar is like 2.5 billion plays.
Jeez.
You're talking Drake doesn't have, I think Drake has one song over a billion, over 1 billion. So I don't know about like sponsorships and concerts and shit like that, but I know Post Malone tours and he's constantly on the road and he's got Bud Light sponsorships. Yeah. He's on a Super Bowl commercial.
I mean, Bud Light sponsorship alone is huge.
Oh, can you look it up? Look up Post Malone's net worth. I'm going to guess. Under over 100 mil. What do you think?
Oh.
Post Malone.
80 million.
So under 100 mil. Do you have it?
Yes. Post Malone is an American rapper, singer, songwriter. Post Malone has a net worth of, in 2022, 45 million.
Wow. That's good. Does that feel like low?
Hey, that's a lot of money. Though.
Now, Drake, I think, is over 100.
Yeah, that's everything he owns.
Drake
liquidated into something
has
180
million net worth.
I'm a dummy. I'm a dumb.
Yeah, you're on the right track.
I'm like dumb like that girl on Tinder. I'm a moronic slut.
And that was in 2021. I don't know if Drake's... I don't think Drake's really...
Drapes.
I don't think Drake has really dropped anything.
It's curtains for drapes.
Yeah. I don't think he's dropped anything this year.
CLB, and then after CLB.
Yeah. But when was that? In January?
Oh, no, it was like summer last year.
No, that was last year when...
Holy shit.
2 weeks before Donda. Probably like
July or August. It was 2 weeks after Donda, wasn't it? Because we reviewed Donda and Certified Lover Boy.
In the same episode or maybe different?
Probably in the same episode. But it was also during the time that Melodic Blue was coming out. Ooh. Because Drake was on that album.
Uh-huh.
You know, Drake was also on like the Travis Scott feature and shit. And
that was a dumb
comment. We were talking about all that. Yeah, I think it's just because Drake's been in the game so much longer.
I guess you're right there.
A lot of, you know what? A lot of that net worth comes from a lot longer. Like,
yeah, it builds.
I think
investments.
He's made so much money previously. Like right now, he's making it a good amount. But when he blew up, like when he made, you know,
Best I Ever Had.
Yeah, I mean,
on So Far Gone.
I mean,
Sorry for the Wait is Lil Wayne.
Oh, yeah. True.
You're talking about So Far Gone, his early mixtape.
Mm-hmm.
That was basically an album.
And like the Views and stuff, though. But like when he was collabing with...
Views was 2018.
I know. But I'm saying like anything that he's... Like Certified Lover Boy obviously had good views, but I'm talking about his early Drake, like 2010 to 2015 Drake. That's where he made, like, I would say 70% of his net worth.
I don't know.
I don't know. It's just a guess.
You could be right. I don't know how money comes in when you're at that level. But I got to imagine a lot of his money right now is passive income.
Yeah.
Like, my man's been in the game for so long that his money just makes money for him.
Right.
And he's the kind of guy who's like $250K for a feature.
Oh, yeah.
You know, 60K, ridiculous 70K for money. A show, per Dude, show, on two, a tour.
Do you think 250 for a feature? I think 500.
Kenny, K-Dot is 250. Drake is 250.
Yeah, but I feel like
that's ridiculous.
Drake is the type of dude ridiculous. To think that he's worth more than Kenny.
But this is the thing, is like, Drake, you pay 250 for a Drake feature.
A quarter million for
and
a
you
feature?
And you get something like Young Blue, where you get nominated for album of the year because of the publicity that Drake gave you. You get something like Draco the Ruler before he got his throat slashed. He fucking had a Drake feature and it propelled him into the spotlight. Drake, dude, Drake is King Midas. Prove me wrong. Everything he touches turns to gold.
I'm saying
dude.
It's fucking crazy.
He's a monster.
That's why now with Jack Harlow, I mean, Jack Harlow obviously is trying to take Drake's, you know, sound. And use that, but Drake is sponsoring that.
We can't sit here and say in any good faith that Jack Harlow is taking
Drake's
sound.
He's taking inspiration.
What?
But you said that before.
And he's using it.
I've grown up.
That was not too long ago.
I grow quick.
Okay.
I think he's taking it, using it as inspiration, putting his own spin on it, and putting it out there.
I mean, how could you not? How
and that's
not
fine
in this day and age.
But what's good about it is that Drake's on the album, and Drake also approves of it. So what more do you need?
You don't need anything more.
Right.
But at the end of the day, art is art, and art involves interpretation and, like, growth on a subject. Like, at the end of the day, no one is truly original.
Right.
They're all just the product of everything that they've experienced up until then. So you can't really argue that, like, Lil Wayne just came up with Lil Wayne out of nowhere. Like, he listened to Manny Fresh and the Ghetto Boys and 3-6 Mafia, and he listened to all them dudes coming up, and then we get Lil Wayne. Right. So, like, the way that, you know, if Jack Harlow in 10 years is still around, and Jack Harlow is the new Drake, the big thing, we're going to look back and be like, that was just... He just listened to Drake. Right. It's just more evident to us now because we're living through it.
Right.
In the future, they're going to be like, wow, Jack Harlow's greatest rapper, blah, 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 you know? Yeah. But, like, we're going to be able to say with context that he bit Drake's cock.
Anyway. He definitely opened his sauce holder or whatever the fuck.
Sauce box. He opened his sauce box and let it all flow out. What were you saying earlier? Dude, I was really geeking when I said to you, I was sending him a bunch of ideas about the podcast, and I was like, he goes, dude, I'm at work right now, but I'm going to read all these in a minute. And I was like, it's all good, homie, just shooting my ideas all over your face. And he said,
I told you that you're just giving me a golden shower of ideas.
I said, let me shoot my ideas on your back. That's all I'm saying.
Pause.
Pearl necklace.
Right.
An idea necklace.
Yeah, and then I said an idea 4K, an idea 8th Street ideas.
Yeah, so we were just laughing.
Right.
And, okay.
and that's an inside joke we all now have together as Wazoo Beals.
The idea is a sperm. The ideas was sperm.
It's blowing a load on somebody's back.
Jesus
but instead
Christ.
Of being a load, it's an idea.
Okay, God, let's move on.
Yeah.
Okay, Suicide Boys.
I mean, you brought it up.
Let's stop talking about coming on each other's backs and talk about Suicide Boys.
100K, you're my fuck boys.
Can we please?
Yes.
Did you guys listen to the single that came out?
Yeah. Yes.
The
about
Evil
like
That Men Do.
A couple weeks ago, it came out. And it's fire.
It's fuego.
It's fire.
It's so
because
good.
Now,
I hope the whole album's
because
like
it's like real boom bap. It's real.
Yeah, they're going like a new direction almost.
It almost sounded like a Griselda beat.
Well, and then we've had it before, like on Ugliest.
Yeah.
And we loved it.
Mm hmm.
Don't just look at the screen.
And let's play a little clip for our Wazoo.
What do you mean, don't look at the screen?
Well, because I've got to scroll to it because I don't have a fucking keyboard. That's what I wanted to say.
The song, Jake.
I know what it's called, but I don't have a keyboard, so I have to scroll.
Oh.
And I have to keep scrolling, and I might miss it. So keep talking.
Oh, word?
Just keep talking.
The Evil That Men...
Yeah, I know what it's called. I'm trying to find
it. Right there.
Jesus.
So we're going to play the first, like, maybe 5 seconds.
Let's skip forward to when he starts rapping, though. Actually, you just listen
this
to
this right
the
here.
I like this, the Griselda type shit right here.
Trust me to help you.
I see West Side Gun just...
Hey, young!
How can I when you've kidnapped and stolen? For all I know, even murdered.
Fast forward a bit just to hear the beat kind of draws on and Ruby Da Cherry starts the song off.
I love
and
when gives Ruby us this, starts.
He gives us this like low, like scary, kind of like intimidating verse.
Yeah.
Bitch like it's made of metal. Making so much money, it's like my boss is the devil. She loves me, not around.
Very slow. Very, very slow. And like listening to all their old shit, they were like, and you just didn't even know what they were saying.
I don't know what you just said.
Exactly. But that's the thing, right? Because I could have said something very legible on paper.
I think you just cursed in Arabic.
Yeah, for real. I think you just said something from the Quran.
Now with this song, you hear every word that they're saying. And then when Scrim jumps on.
Scrim's totally a new guy
now. Scarecrow?
Young Scrimmy? Young Christ?
Young Christ?
Scrimmy the Cherry.
And you better
scrimmy,
chill.
Scrimmy the Berry.
You better calm down over
well,
here.
Anyway, the new album's coming out. It's Sing Me a Lily Boy, My Sweet Temptation.
It's dropping July 29th.
It's going to be fire, dude. I can't fucking wait.
I pull think it the, will be fire.
Pull up the post, please, and let's read what the tracks are called. I want to know what the tracks are called. Let's listen to another clip of Scrummy hitting that bar.
Oh, pull the onion.
Oh, you mean Post Malone.
Wait, that's still Ruby. Here we go.
We're dirty down south. It's sweet Louisiana shit.
It's really what it is. It's merging Northeast boom bap music with South Memphis bounce. Like that Memphis bounce that they're so famous for, that Juicy J shit that was pioneered back in the day. And then they're taking that and then merging it with what's going on in New York and Buffalo. I don't know. I fucking love Suicide Boys.
Me too.
Jesus Christ. Like, I don't think they get enough attention.
They're fucking awesome.
They should be in the Grammys.
Do you imagine?
I can.
Could you fucking imagine? The world would do a backflip.
They would piss themselves.
They're even nominated. Like, who the fuck are these morons?
Who are this? I can't believe that somebody in a Christian country would nominate the Suicide Boys.
All these rippity-dippity, triplet flows.
The Suicide Boys formula is pretty well known by this point. Did you pull it up?
The what post? It was. Well, are we talking about Post Malone or post of Suicide Boys?
What are you talking about, Post Malone? That was hours ago.
I'm trying to
pull
find
up
the post.
The Suicide Boys. Go on Reddit. Just type in the album name and then try to find.
I'm on Hip Hop Heads.
Just then go to Hip Hop Heads and search in the bar. Boomer, right? Boomer alert. Search Suicide Boys and see if it happens.
I did, and I didn't come up.
Looking down his nose with his glasses down low. Dude. Hey, let me just see you touch your phone with one finger, please, real quick. And it's. The circle is complete. The boomer circle is complete.
I'm looking at new posts boomer, and the most boomer, newest post boomer. Of Suicide
Go
Boys
to their IG. Go to something.
159 days.
God, I can't rely on you for nothing.
You're fucking dumb, man.
The last post was 122 days ago.
Whatever, dude. I'm over it. But that's a good 122 days is the name of a song off of I Want to Die in New Orleans.
Hey, you
and
called
that's my
it.
Favorite Suicide Boys
don't
song.
Act like you fucking knew before he said something.
That's why I said it, because it's not actually 122 days. It was 159, like I said previously.
Oh,
so
slammed.
If we post the episode and we watch the video while I said that, hold you'll on, notice ready? That I said 159 ready, before ready? I said 122 and get fucked.
And that's a slam.
Now, what's Suicide Boys Instagram?
I'm over it. I don't care anymore. let's talk about Pharrell. Cash in, cash out. With featuring
Tyler
the Creator. And
21 Savage.
Real street. Yeah. I've been listening to so much 21 this week.
This shit drops next Friday. Next Friday on the 10th.
Bro, EA by Young Nudie. You've heard it?
Of course.
I mean, one of, if not the hardest song I've ever heard.
Hey, yo, Pierre, you want to come over here?
Why don't you play a little clip of it?
Just
I haven't heard it.
Just the intro alone, you'll recognize it immediately from reels, from TikTok, from
it's
your mom's basement.
It's unfortunate that's a TikTok
it's in the
song.
Game.
I don't even know if it's on here. It's right here. Here it is. Just this, the beginning, the windup of this
with
is the most
Savage.
Is the most aggressive, ominous beat ever, and I don't even know what it is. Is it a money counter? What is this sound that's coming up? Could you know be. What I'm talking about?
I know
play
song,
it,
yeah.
Play it for the fans. Okay.
Did I miss the button? Hang on, boys and girls. The internet needs to load. Whatever, dude. If it doesn't work, it doesn't work.
You're calling me a boomer, dude. Holy. Crap.
It's not my fault that Spotify's slow.
Yo, Pierre, you wanna come out? Yeah. I'm from the middle finger, from the east side. Don't see
East LA. Trap Atlanta anthem right here.
Wow.
You hear this shit at the bowling alley. Everybody would just pull out their nose.
Play this in the elevators in Atlanta.
Just going to work. In a fucking 9-to-5 suit. Just here in the elevator.
I mean, that beat, that beat is unlike any other beat that I've heard in recent history. Like,
why? Because it's like slow, and then it slowly like crawls faster and faster.
I mean, do you expect Young Nudie and 21 Savage to pull up on that beat, though?
I didn't. Yeah. I mean, Young Nudie.
You do?
Yo, yeah. 21 Savage just beats like that all the
That's
time.
That's true. He does like it a lot. I fucking so beats.
Yes. Bank. 21 Bank Savage. Yo, Pierre, come out here. 21 Savage goes. It does go stupid, but Young Nudie was. Or I should say is like a complete slap in the face, because there's only a couple songs that I know by him that, you know, go somewhat medium hard, you know? Yeah, I mean, if they're collabing on that, it's crazy, because it makes me think like, damn, he's had all this potential. What was holding him back?
They're both just Atlanta dudes. And yeah. EA, I think, stands for East Atlanta. Is that, am I right about that?
Right, yeah.
So
I thought it was EA Sports.
It's not. I don't think it's EA Sports.
You're out of the game.
You think
that one,
you think the song's named Electronic Arts?
Maybe. You never know.
That actually would be a fire name for an album.
Electronic Farts.
Point being,
yeah.
I've been listening to a bunch of 21 recently because
yeah.
I watched this dude on TikTok who does these little mashups of like him and his girlfriend in the car. Have you seen these?
Yeah.
And he does like, he just plays these crazy trap anthems.
Ask me if I've seen it.
Have you seen these TikToks of this guy doing the me and my girlfriend in the car?
Dude, what's TikTok?
Okay. Get it, right? You're hey. The last one.
What is it?
Hey, did Chris D'Elia just walk into our podcast?
Hey, hey, Boomer.
Hey.
Download it.
What is it, though?
This guy does these TikToks of him and his, it's him and himself, but he's playing his girlfriend.
Yeah, and he does this song.
He does this song, and they rap like every verse.
And
like
he
back
has
and forth.
A towel over his head as
yes.
a hair.
Yes.
And he does 21 Savage part, and I remember he was just, I was like, I need to know that song.
He
and
does a bunch.
Fucking.
He makes you like songs.
He did the other song, Offended, with Meek Mill, Young Thug, and 21 Savage.
I didn't hear that one, but it sounds fire.
That one's amazing.
He does a bunch, like the whole playlist around there, like, not Punk Tactics, but Bardier Cardi he did, Too Hottie by Migos he did, The Race remix he did, No Harp. I mean, he just did all these, and I was like going down, I was like, I forgot about these songs, man. Like, these are hot, hot songs.
Like,
and I didn't, so I went on a 21 spree.
We talked about this when J. Cole had 21 Savage on the offseason, how he was like somewhat mentoring him.
Mm-hmm.
There was a point where 21 Savage, I thought, was like, kind of ass when he would come on a song, and it was like, oh, it's like, you know, he made a big off of fucking X.
I want to just clarify your point before you continue.
X who?
My ex bitch. What was that song called?
X.
Yeah.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
You say you thought he was ass.
Yeah.
He is ass.
Yeah. No, I think he's gotten a lot better.
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
Been the same 21 for a while.
It's not even that he is.
He just makes catchy
it's
songs.
Of course not. He's overall ass as an artist. Of course not.
I
he's
got a
so
6-car garage.
Successful. 12-car garage. Get it right. He's so successful. There's no way I can shit on 21 as an artist. Mm. But when I listen to old 21, man, does it make me want to unsubscribe from Spotify.
Right.
It is just, it's, he's so hit or miss. Like,
very big miss category.
Miss. He will miss by a million miles.
Mm.
And when he hits, though, holy fuck. Bank account.
Yeah.
1.5 billion streams.
But do you think somebody like that actually, like, sits in the studio and comes up with something that clever?
Yes.
Or do you think that it's somebody else on the song?
If like, you throw enough shit at the wall,
yeah,
a turd's going to stick.
True. True.
Awful, awful analogy. So,
so anyway, 21's featuring on this Pharrell song with Tyler, the Creator.
Yeah, that's what we're talking about.
It's probably going to sound like...
Dude, my allergies are fucked, man.
We'll stop in a second here. It's probably going to sound like something off of Call Me If You Get Lost, because that's, I feel like that's Tyler's aesthetic recently.
I love that shit.
And Tyler is one of those artists where when he's on a song, the the song changes to fit him. Yeah. Remember we were talking about that?
Yeah, yeah. The freestyle, him and ASAP on Nigos.
Yes,
yeah.
Exactly. That's exactly what it was.
And him and Pharrell are actually like quite close. So I mean, they make a lot of stuff together. And I feel like it's mostly it's just going to be Pharrell and Tyler. 21 Savage, I think, should just stick to maybe just the features.
I promise you it's going to be good. I promise you it's going
to
be
good. Drops next Friday, so we'll listen to it, and then we'll maybe review it in the following week.
Gang shit, dude. It's anything gang. You want to bring up before we close this bitch out?
Gang shit, no lame shit.
Gang shit, no lame shit. This has been, and I always have a hard time with this, finding, you know what, I'm not going to do this.
Oh my God. Is he getting up? He's getting up. Oh, baby boy.
This is the future.
This is episode 157 of Out the Wazoo. Catch us at Out the Wazoo on Reddit, on YouTube. Go on Instagram at Wazoo Podcast. Make sure you hit that bag, subscribe, and that like bell button. Make sure that when you go on YouTube, you leave a dirty fucking comment for us boys, okay? You Wazoo peels out there, we want to fight y'all, but we also love y'all.
Thanks for doing the plugs, Ryan.
Got you.
Now take off those stupid fucking sunglasses.
Never.
I'm not ending the episode until you take them off.
Not a lot of B-roll going on here, huh?
Not gonna die.